FM.
What's it like to be transgender?
What's it like to survive a plane crash?
What's it like to have COVID?
What's it like to be blind?
What's it like to be a drug addict?
What's it like to be shot?
What's it like to be an undercover cop?
What's it like to be a contact tracer?
What's it like?
In today's What's It Like To, we are talking what's it like to be polyamorous, to be in a relationship but to welcome other people into that relationship. We're chatting to Jess DeMarco, who is also TikTok famous, or perhaps as a result is TikTok famous. Jess, explain your situation, your relationship to us.
So I was just living like you guys, dating one person at a time. And since I was bisexual, I kind of had to choose, I guess, each time. And then I got with my partner now, Steven, that I kind of knew that it was different, that I really wanted to stay with him. Also, I was missing women like so much. So I just had a big conversation with him one day that I was missing women. I still liked him. How do we go about this? And we kind of went from there. We kind of found out online that polyamory or non-monogamy is bigger than we thought. And so we just kind of added a girlfriend for me. And I guess he won the lottery. He's not putting up much of a fight. Oh. So usually there's three of us out on dates, me, our girlfriend, and Steven.
So when, Jess, when you get intimate with your girlfriend, does that involve Steven as well? Or is it just you and your girlfriend?
Not all the time. In this relationship of three people, there's like four different relationships. So her and I, him and I, him and her, and then all three of us. So each one of those relationships kind of needs to be tended and loved too. So each one gets its own time and separateness, but also we're still like to be together a lot.
Oh, so right. He could be with the girlfriend and you're not even there.
Absolutely.
And you don't have an issue with that at all. That's totally fine. You come home and you go, oh, you guys had fun today. Good on you.
No. Okay, so we're like, I see him as my male partner, and I want her to also see that as her male partner. So if they even want kids, I am open to them having, it's her body, her choice, their relationship, where it goes, that's them. So, yeah.
So have you got a current girlfriend in that situation at the moment, and does that change? Like, do you have a breakup and then you bring someone else in?
Good question, Beck.
What do you mean that we're in a relationship now or in one that's having kids?
So you're in one with another girl at the moment?
At the moment, no. It's kind of hot girl summer, if you haven't heard. So they're kind of all doing their own thing right now, and no one wants to be wiped down. But we're definitely dating a few right now for the summertime.
All right. So it's fascinating, Jess.
It is.
And there are 1,000 questions. So randomly, your partner or you could go out one night and bring someone home, and that's totally cool with everyone? Or do you have to check first?
So typically, we are always together. So we kind of browse together. But no, if he's online or something like that, or comes across someone while I'm not there, take her number, we'll chat it over, kind of things like that. We like to make conversation before we get into any kind of relationships, just to make sure everybody's okay with it, everybody knows about everybody, everybody likes everybody, and then we go into it from there. But, yeah.
Could he bring another bloke home, or that's like, nah, that's not...
A guy?
Yeah.
So he's not bisexual, so he probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
And so we're not into the whole open relationship. So I'm bisexual and I just wanted one male partner and one female partner. So right now we're kind of dating women. So it seems like we have a few girlfriends, but we really want, the goal is to find a wife. So it'll just be one woman, one man. So right now, since I have my man, we're just looking for a woman.
Right. How do you, when you're searching for that woman, how do you go about that process?
I don't know. I guess it's easier to meet people online these days. Yeah. Definitely. You can see that they're not a killer, that they have a dog, that they're nice to their mom.
So radio interviews, that kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. Just looking for a
that's
wife.
That's always a great start. But conversation, definitely. Be upfront. First of all, let them know what's going on so that they have the choice to run for the hills or to dive right in.
So you want children, and are you happy to have children with your husband before you find your new wife? I'm feeling...
So we really wanted to wait, but it's getting really long to wait forever. So We're starting to get into it, and we hope that we find her not too long down the road, because we would like it to be one big happy family.
Would both of you girls then have babies to the same guy and just live in one house altogether, yeah?
Yep, definitely. Just like that.
Would you a perfect scenario to be pregnant at the same time so the kids would be the same age?
Oh, my God, that would be so much fun. I don't think Stephen would be able to survive it, but...
I think Stephen's doing okay. I don't think we have to worry about Stephen too much. There's not many people listening right now that are going, well, poor Stephen.
Jess, do you have any idea how often Stephen's mates are high-fiving him?
That's pretty much the whole comment section every time is, what a lucky guy, what a lucky guy.
So what does Stephen do for a quid?
So we do the whole social media, OnlyFans, you name it, TikToks. We do all of that, the business running all together. So he's the manager. He's standing right here helping me get the lighting, the camera, you name it. He's right here helping.
Hey, well done, Stephen, if you can hear us, mate. We're bowing to you, my friend. Oh my
God. Can we get a look at him? Get him around on the camera so we can say hello.
Stephen.
Bring your ear in. Hey.
I'm controlling the other camera here. Making
Hi from Australia.
There you go. Stephen, can we ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me anything. What's up?
How'd you pull this off, bro?
I guess I was just really nice to her and honest and treated her really well, and I didn't even ask for it. Everybody thinks it's my idea. I asked for it. Like, I never brought that up. I think that's a death wish. Don't ever try to do that. I just got lucky, and one day she said she missed girls, and I was like, okay, let's do it.
So,
but I didn't try to seem too excited about it, you know? It's like, we'll see how it goes.
So for me, it would be the jealousy issue. Like, at the time that the three of you were together, if you were more into it with the other girl than with Jess.
Maybe she just likes seeing her man be happy, Beck.
I just think I would be jealous.
Oh, yeah, there definitely can be jealousy. And at times, you know, when you've been together so long and then you add someone new to the mix, it can seem like they're all the attention. And it's just something that you just got to talk about and make sure everybody's on the same page. And as long as you address it right there, it's not really something that lingers and can be a fight.
How did you broach this with your parents and how did that go down?
It went differently with each of our parents. His family was more open and loving like they are about everything. Yep. And my family is close-minded about everything. So it kind of just followed suit.
So the key to your, you do seem very happy and I commend you for it. I said the key to that, it seems, is just to be completely open and honest with each other all the time and lay all your cards on the table. All the time.
Definitely. Even if you're not doing non-monogamy, if you have to hide just a little bit of yourself from the person that you're supposed to lay your head down at night with, then what fun is life? Like, go find someone that you can be 100% you with, and you have the safety and love to do that. So luckily we found each other.
All right. How do we find you on the socials?
Great question.
I think every social you can find us. If you type in Clickbait TV, you can pretty much find us. We're always getting banned. We're very controversial. Ooh. When Karen finds about our page in her house. So, but if you type in Clickbait TV, it's spelled CLIQUET. Wait, yeah, BAIT TV. Yeah.
People can find you.
You'll find us on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, OnlyFans, you name it. You type us in Google, you'll find us anywhere.
Well, here you are.
Jess, I got to say, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and thank you for sharing your life with us today on What's It Like To. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for having us. It's always fun to get the word out there and let everybody know what the heck's going on, because before we heard about it, we had no clue. So we love spreading the word. Beck, Cozzy, and Levo. SAFM.